Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Oh, God,
and
you have
not,
to do this.
He's not even Jewish. He married into the tribe.
He could tell you to wear a matching T-shirt. You'd have to do it for this guy.
No, that
you would have to do it.
I wouldn't do that. He knows I wouldn't do that either. He knows I wouldn't do that.
Oh, this is one you got to do, yeah.
So I got to do that one. He married into his wife, who I know from since kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I got no choice. I got no choice. And then another one is a dude that I used to coach with for a long time. I know him since I'm 2 years old. His kid's graduating his kid is graduating from college. He signed a pro contract to play with the New York Cosmos for soccer and stuff like that. Yeah,
so. His son?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Wow, that's very cool. So we'll start seeing him on the field when? Next year?
Who knows?
Whenever they start getting on the field.
We'll see what happens.
That's cool.
So I got, two drive-bys this weekend and a drive-by next weekend. So you know what? My dance card's filling up pretty quick.
Stock up on ammunition.
It's a lot of drive-bys.
Oh, and, good for you.
Yeah, because I'm thrilled about it. Yeah. But here is the
opposite. What happens when you keep your friends from the past. You have to give gifts to these things. And you have no choice.
I don't mind the giving
You're
gifts.
Now about to witness the strength of street.
It's the truth. Good luck with this.
Drive-by bar mitzvah.
Have a Nagila, mother. Straight out of Compton.
Yeah, they made a radio-friendly version of the song.
Oh yeah, back in the day they used to do that kind of stuff. Not anymore.
That's great.
They just go ish and off.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
The So now I got that. So yeah.
Dr. Dreidel.
He did it.
Dude, you should just
hit me.
To be honest, you should just leave. Because you just.
Rest of the show's downhill from there.
You peaked at 11:04. How are you going to get better than that?
Yeah.
And then.
Easy Eisenberg and Dr. Dreidel. That's what we're doing.
Easy Eisenberg.
This is how we do drive by my mitzvah, son.
It's fun. You should crank this in the truck as you guys go by and say, tell the kids, hop up and down, make this thing hop.
Dude, if it was nice out, I would have taken
it. So great.
Last week I did one for my niece. And I had the Beatles happy birthday thing. They say it's your birthday, whatever it is. Mm. And I have the sound system in the Jeep, so I had the top off of it and did all that nonsense. I would have definitely played, I would have downloaded Hava Nagila, took the roof off the Jeep, and just blasted that bitch as we went that passes out. But it's too cold. And dare I say maybe rainy.
Yeah.
So that's not going to happen.
All right.
And then next week, I got to do another one of these drive-bys for a buddy of mine who's not doing very well with the big casino.
Oh. So what's the drive-by, just to lift his spirits?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's nice to do, though.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to him like out the window.
We're hoping he makes it to next Saturday.
Oh, geez, that bad?
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, it sucks.
Yup.
Ugh.
But I'll tell you what, man, as far as these drive-bys go, I'd much rather do drive-by birthday parties and drive-by bar mitzvahs than have to go sit at a five-hour bar mitzvah.
Yes, correct.
Have you ever done?
This is way better.
Have you ever gone to a bar mitzvah?
I have not been to a bar mitzvah.
You've never been to one? Oh, it's something.
Mm-mm.
If you have to go to the temple, oof. Rough.
Yeah,
I've
been to a temple for a funeral.
That's a whole day thing.
What do you mean? Like, do they make you like?
They convert you.
I don't need. I'm no way, shape, or form stereotyping. I legitimately am asking question. I don't know the answer to. Do they put them up in chairs and bounce them around like they do at weddings? Like what?
That's at the they do that at the bar mitzvahs too. If I remember correctly, yeah, I believe so.
My sister was up in a chair and got bounced around her wedding.
I have
kind of weird. She almost hit her head on the ceiling. Almost hit her head. She was ducking like this, so she didn't hit her head on the ceiling.
Yeah,
we're like, whoa, lower the chair, lower the. What do we know?
Right.
No,
I just they make you when you have to go to the temple, you got to wear the hat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the yarmulke. Do the whole thing on, and it's hours. Hours.
Really?
Yeah. And then you go to the party. Usually it's like a different day.
What is happening in that hour?
If I remember correctly, it was a long time since I've been to the... Yeah. It's been a long time since I've been to the... the religious ceremony, part of the ceremony.
A lot of reading of prayers, yeah. Monica, like out of the Torah. And okay. Like he's proving that he's a man, in this case, a man, and so he knows the prayers and he can do all this and read from it.
Oh, so he
Yeah, it's a whole, and he's got to read in a language. I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Though. You kind of.
I did Passover with them, not this year, last year. That was pretty cool. I did a little bit of reading.
I mean, do they explain along the way what's happening, like, to people who don't know? Like,
No.
Oh. Just go along for the ride.
Like, they barely even want you in there.
Sometimes in Catholic, you know, like they'll say, okay, and now the reading of the, and now right. We're going to, you know.
Yeah. This symbolizes blah, blah, blah.
Like anytime I've ever gone to church, usually it's for a funeral or something.
Yeah, funeral or a wedding.
I'm always amazed at the people, like the minute, like the priest or whoever it is starts saying stuff, everybody knows exactly what to do. They know exactly what to say, what to repeat, what not to repeat.
When they do the prayers and stuff?
Which parts to hum, which parts not to hum, when to sit, when
There's
to
no
kneel,
humming.
When
what
to stand.
There's no humming. Oh, kneel and stand, yeah. And responses, yeah. But humming?
Yeah, I don't, well, whatever.
What do you
I'm just always
happening?
Impressed that people know exactly what to do without being told.
That's how you know who goes to church.
Or they don't have to read. They don't have to read it. Like, the schmucks us got this paper open. Like we went to go see a Broadway show. We have to play a bill.
Where's
we're trying.
The what page? Where is it?
Right.
By the time you find it, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it is.
So that's my weekend.
You're mocking my Fugazi Starbucks church, and all of a sudden, there's no kneeling, no sitting, no singing, no chanting, no lifting on chairs. It's just church.
Oh.
Boring.
What do you guys do then?
They drink coffee.
Drink coffee, and the priest he just talks. The minister, he just talks a lot and gives you inspiration.
It's in and out. Like, you would love that too. It's 45 minutes if you go for the whole thing. The first 15 minutes is singing. And then if you just want to scoot in and sit down after they're done singing, it's a half an hour and you're out.
And Pastor Juan Valdez gives out the
the Colombian roast.
Right.
Excuse me. Most minimal part of the whole situation.
Everybody gets an 8-ounce can.
Right.
Whatever. There's no
chock full of church.
Wow.
We are, yeah.
Fire today, huh?
All right, we're closing the show down.
Have a great weekend.
Drew is next.
That was it. That's
chock
all I got
full
today.
Of church. Easy Eisenberg, chock full of church.
Dr. Dreidel from Roger.
Dr. Dreidel over there. Jesus. I feel like I'm not holding up my end.
Oh, God.
Well, you brought the story.
Yeah.
For those names to happen. Great job.
Thanks.
High five.
So patronizing.
Monica, that was a pat on the head.
It was.
I didn't mean it to be.
Good for you.
Positive. Did you find somebody to help you move?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Are you happy with your choice?
People are so nice to me. It's stupid.
Oh, okay.
I'm so grateful. It's actually someone who I've known for a very, very, very long time. And he'll text once in a long while. He listens to the show. But you know, just randomly and stuff. And he happened to be listening, and he texted me during like that segment and was like, I'll help you move. And I'm like, I was like, ha ha ha. You know, that's nice of you. You don't have to, it's last minute. I understand. And you'd be ridiculously nice if you did. And he's all about it. He's like, what's your address? He's showing up with his, he said he has a huge Prius. So
there's such a thing as a huge Prius
as opposed to a small Prius.
Wow.
In my head, he does not have a Prius. He's a friend. But he said he has a huge Prius, and he is, going to show up Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and help me out. So that's extremely nice of him.
Yeah. Thank you. Just that many more carloads you don't have to take.
Yeah. And then my friend Don he didn't drop out.
He's the best.
Yeah.
Don's a nice guy.
Hey, this Kristen Cavallari chick.
Mm-hmm.
You know who she is?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Of course.
What exactly?
Mary Cavallari.
What exactly did she do before she married Jay Cutler besides a reality show on MTV?
The reality show, yeah.
Yeah. What was it? The Hills?
That's interesting.
Is that the one she was on?
She was eventually on that one, but she started out on the first. I only knew. I didn't watch the first one. It was.
That's interesting. She's divorcing the guy who dedicated his life to a sport. To get to the highest heights as possible.
Right.
To make it to the NFL.
Right.
She's divorcing him because he's lazy. So let's rewind here for a
Is
second.
Is that really the reason?
You have
he's not driven?
Any semblance of fame because of some half-assed MTV reality show, and then you married an NFL quarterback. This guy busted his ass to get to college,
since
to
he was
play
eight.
Through college, to get drafted, to get on an NFL, you know, roster, to become a starting quarterback.
And to be hated.
But he's lazy.
Can we, oh, shocker, you're taking the dude's point of view without even considering her point of view.
Well, what's her point of view?
I'm not saying that she, that, you know how it is with, you know, he said, she said. I'm not saying she's completely right or he's completely right. What I'm saying is I know that she has started a business from scratch. Now, he does all of that. Right. You're right. You're right. And that's physical, tough work. But can you picture, because of all that physical hard work, maybe on his downtime, he's a little bit slacky. And I'm not saying he doesn't deserve to be. What I'm saying is I can see him laying around because it's not football season while she works really hard to get this business off the ground.
So go get it off the ground. She wasn't asking. He wasn't asking her to take snaps.
All I'm saying
you got your business. Go build your business.
There's two
Who's
sides
stopping
to,
her?
If she's working nonstop, taking care of the kids and doing all of that while he's playing Xbox or whatever the crap. Because he's earned the right to play. I'm just saying... There's two points of view here, and one isn't the way you're pointing.
To call a guy lazy, to say you're divorcing him because, at least listen, this is what the headlines are reading, and they're all over the place. Kristen Cavallari divorcing lazy Jay Cutler because he was unmotivated. How do you call a guy that made it all the way to the NFL to be a starting quarterback, how do you call that guy unmotivated?
You're saying all this past stuff. What about when it's not? Football
yeah, he made millions. Now it's time to relax, spend
exactly.
it, and chill.
So then that means he's being... I'm not saying that he hasn't earned it. I'm saying that means he doesn't do a lot. And that's fine. But that's her point. Now she's seeing that. Now she's seeing that she's working her butt off for her company, and he's not doing a lot. That's
so when he was working his ass off, and all she was doing was sitting around looking pretty, spending his money,
that's
no problems.
Why do you think
but now that
happening?
He's lazy, now that he wants to take some time...
She was having his kids... And she was starting a business during
Come on.
All of that. So don't you make it sound like bonbons are involved here.
I'm sure there were.
Ugh. Such a one-sided point of view. Such a man one-sided point of view.
That's right. You need me to mansplain it to you, too? Is that what you need? Is that what you need?
I am just a girl.
Is that what you want?
I don't know. See, what is wrong with me?
So easy to spin her around.
So easy.
So wrong with me. I'm not proud of it.
I am woman. I am strong. Oh.
You like it like that, bitch?
Maybe I do.
See?
The funny thing is I have the picture in my head of the typical athlete when they're not practicing, lifting, working out, playing a game. What are they? They're dressed like in, you know, Label Sweats that is their sponsor.
Yeah.
They have like white socks with slides and they're laying on the couch playing video games or watching TV and they don't move all day and they have people to do stuff for them. Maybe she saw that for like a few years and was like, all right, that's enough. But he can do anything he wants. He's wealthy enough. He can do anything he wants.
Okay.
Or maybe she wants, you know, a partnership, a little help with something. Maybe he's not really feeling it.
I don't want to run your business. You want to start a business? Go start it. That's cool.
She seems pretty successful at it.
Hey,
I don't understand,
knock yourself out.
Why there's a problem.
Right.
Except he's not doing anything except getting really good at Call of Duty. And she's pissed.
Apparently he turned down some Fox gig.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was supposed to have some big job with Fox Sports or something, and he turned it down. That
she
pissed
lost
her off.
That argument, yeah, and she didn't like it.
That was the end of that one, and she was like, all right, I'm out. And he's like, listen, man, I got millions. I busted my ass. I made millions. I just want to chill out.
Yeah.
Want to smoke some pot. I'm going to sit on a beach. You want to do it with me? Let's go. I'm in.
Yeah, he's crushing her in the net worth department. He's like 30 million.
Yeah.
She's like 3.5.
She's worth 3.5?
Supposedly.
For now. She's about to be worth 8.
Yeah,
she's about to be worth 18.5.
Okay, that's why you don't like it, because you just instantly think of the money part of it. What about the love lost and the kids that are involved? And
guy busted his ass, and he made... $30 million. She's gonna take half of it.
I can't respect.
She's gonna.
I can't respect a woman who goes for it just for the sake of because she can get half. What I can respect is if she's got bills to pay and he's got bills to pay and whatever's fair.
Listen,
and if she's got the kids.
She didn't build his NFL career.
She was supportive during it.
Okay, that doesn't
well,
mean
she
should
care of the kids.
That doesn't mean
off.
She should get a piece of $30 million.
That's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is whatever's fair. I'm not saying she should get it for this. If it's legally allowed and she should just get it and she doesn't need it. I saw one where she was, and I'm not saying this is right. I'm just saying I saw a thing where it said she wants $3 million. I don't remember what the time frame was in a certain amount of time to keep living the lifestyle she wants to live.
Oh, well, then maybe you should stay divorced to the guy that can provide that lifestyle.
Which
maybe you should stay married to that guy.
I don't like that mindset. It gives women a bad name, like we're just money hungry and out for it. I do.
You left whores. It's money hungry whores. That's the phrase you were looking for.
She didn't cheat or anything.
I'm only kidding. I'm just playing.
There are women who need the money and who deserve it, and they're not out there just to get it just for the sake of getting
true.
It.
True. And the numbers aren't nearly as big. Mm. Steve is on line three, has to jump in real quick.
I wish I married rich. I do. So
then
much.
Then you would be the person you hate.
Yep.
Oh my God. How come all the hypocrisy is okay when you do it?
Go ahead, Steve. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hope everybody's safe.
Yeah. We are.
Hey,
so
far. Monica, I got a huge Prius. I was thinking we get the other guy. We shoot a Toyota commercial, do a Condor.
I'll pass on that. Thank you very much.
Sorry, Steve.
What? The Prius commercial or the Condor?
Both. All of it. All the little all the little and big Priuses. Thank you.
Brad on line four. Go ahead.
What if it's a perfect Prius?
Morning, gentlemen. Morning, Monica.
Judge of that.
I just wanted to weigh in on the Cavallari-Cutler debate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't really want to admit it, but, you know, I've seen her show, very Cavallari. You know, Cutler, he does seem a little lazy on the show. Doesn't have a whole lot of personality. He's a bit older than her. She's all into the Hollywood glam. He just wants to hang out at the farm and feed the chickens. So I get it from his standpoint. I get it from hers. She's probably looking for somebody who's a little more in her lifestyle, and he just wants to kick back, you know. But, I don't think he's got a lot of ambition. He wants to chill out with his money and enjoy his chicken.
Tell you something, man. If I had 300-pound men trying to knock my head off constantly, and now all of a sudden I had $30 million in the bank and I didn't have 300-pound men trying to kill me, I'd probably spend some time on a farm feeding chickens too.
Yep.
Damn, I might even throw my ass on top of a tractor and mow a lawn too. You know?
Thanks,
brother.
Well,
no, go ahead. Aww. Finish.
He's so defeated.
Finish.
The other thing, he's too pretty anyway. I mean, she probably just picked him to advance her career and, you know, be her arm candy, and now she's done with him. I don't know. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
Or the reverse.
What?
Yeah.
She's arm candy. He's not arm candy.
He's a good-looking dude.
I don't know, but she's freaking smoking.
Why is it so out of the question that they met and he was a football star and she was a hot chick and they got together, but then they took it the next step and they had kids and they got married, which is, in my opinion, the mistake. But now they're it just wasn't what it used to be. And now
how many kids they have?
I think two. I know one of them is the business is named after. But I think maybe two.
When she announced the breakup, Cavallari wrote on Instagram, "With great sadness, after 10 years together, we have come to a loving conclusion to get a divorce."
Hmm.
Just a situation of two people growing apart.
Maybe him laying around is like affecting if they have a son. Like maybe the son is lazy, too.
Then it turns into Kristen Cavallari divorcing lazy Jay Cutler because he's unmotivated. So much for that loving, peaceful split, huh? I guess the lawyers got in the mix.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That's got to be a bitch, though. I haven't been divorced, but it can't be a good time.
There's good luck to those two kids. It'll work out eventually. They'll be all right. Roger and JP, it's 102.5 The Bone. If you want to be on the show in any way, anytime during the show, there's two phone numbers. One is 727-579-1025. Or 800-771-1025 with Roger and JP. We'll be right back.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media. Source products with an app. To get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.